I thought I'd pause a few days on this one, which I no longer have the sheet of. May all sentient beings be free from illness. This is the practice the Bodhisattva when seeing somebody who's sick. And talk a little bit about how to relate to illness, because yesterday I was saying that illness is a given, because we have a body. So I want to first start talking about how just to deal with the mind when we're sick now, and then later we'll get on to talking about the whole thing about having a body and what that means. But let's just start with the simple stuff, okay, when we're sick, comparatively simple. And so first, thinking when we're sick, and when our body doesn't feel well, when it's not doing what we want it to do, when it's aging and so on, to think this is a result of my karma. Okay? Because, when we experience suffering or discomfort, it's the result of destructive karma that we've created. And so, therefore, a very good way to deal with it is simply to say, it's the result of my karma. There's no sense getting aggravated, angry, desperate, depressed. The causes were created by my self-centeredness. Now I'm experiencing them. Since my self-centeredness was what made me create the cause, from now on I'm not going to follow it, and I'm going to let it go because I don't want to create any more of that cause. And in doing so, what happens by thinking like that is we are, in fact, letting go of the self-centeredness, which, if we don't think like that, would arise and say, this isn't fair, why do I have to get sick? Those people who sneezed and gave me what I had, the people who didn't wash the food properly, and then all these people who aren't taking good care of me, they don't give me enough attention, they give me too much attention. Have you ever noticed that? Some people, when they're sick, they hate being around other people, they just want to be left alone. And other people, when they're sick, they want people to come and bring them soup and bring them tea. Now, of course, whichever kind of person you are, you expect everybody else to know it and to conform with it. And so if you're a left alone kind of person, then when people come out of their kindness and compassion to bring you tea or soup or check on you, you get mad at them, which is a product of the self-centeredness. Or if you're a person who likes to be taken care of when you're sick, and people think that you're a person who doesn't want to be, and then they don't come, then you get angry at them. They're neglecting me, they're so selfish, they don't think about me. And so then that's another factor of our self-centeredness. And in both ways, we're creating more negative karma. Okay, it's interesting, isn't it? Who likes to be left alone when they're sick? Okay. Oh. So we're supposed to know which one it is at which time. Who likes to be taken care of? And then there's a few people who've been both. It's interesting, isn't it? And how we expect everybody else to know what we want. And so, we say we want to be left alone, then people leave us alone, and then after a few days, I'm so hungry! I know they gave me something to eat! Okay, but you can see that by thinking this is a result of my karma, then it stops that self-centeredness, which so easily takes over when we're sick, and runs the show and creates more negative karma. And it also helps us to do the self-centeredness after we recover, so that under the influence of self-centeredness, we don't do other negative actions that bring on more illness. Okay. Now, this karma that we've created under the influence of self-centeredness and self-grasping, it wasn't necessarily created in this life. It could have been created in previous lives. Okay? So I don't adhere to this kind of new age thing of you made yourself sick because you're so negative. You know, I think that is a way of blaming somebody, blaming the victim, you know. But rather, if we think that the karma could have been created in previous lives, you know, we're in the same continuum as that person, but we're not exactly the same person. So we can learn, we experience the results because we're in the same continuum. Yeah. But we don't blame ourselves in this very self-grasping way. We just take responsibility and then change our behavior in the future.
What do we do when self-centeredness is the illness?
Okay, that's a good question. Then you meditate on all the whole meditations for developing bodhicitta. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you do all, you know, the seven point instruction of cause and result, the equalizing, constricting self and others. You do those very, very intently. So when I say, you know, that we don't follow self-centeredness in the future, you know, as a result of learning from our illness, it isn't just a thing of squishing our self-centeredness. It's a thing of eliminating it by developing wisdom through either of these two ways.